Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For many families of fallen soldiers, there's a different feeling on this Memorial Day. Take Betty Crawford of Beverly, who says the death of Osama bin Laden 4 weeks ago provides some comfort now as she thinks about the loss of her son, Stephen Fortunato. Stephen enlisted in the Army because of bin Laden and the terrorism of 9/11. He died when his truck was hit by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan in 2008. He was 25 years old. And his mom joins us this morning on Memorial Day. Good morning, Betty, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. I'm honored to do this. Thank you.
I'm wondering what this Memorial Day means for you.
Well, it means a lot more than it used to mean for me. It means that this is the day that we should all remember all the fallen from all the wars that gave us our freedoms that we enjoy today and our privileges. And although we have many cookouts and barbecues to celebrate, we really have to stop and remember why we are here and enjoying this wonderful country of ours.
Of course, the death of Osama bin Laden is fresh in our minds. I'm wondering how it's colored your feelings on this Memorial Day. I'm reading comments from other families who've lost loved ones in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who've said, there's been justice, I finally have some peace. It's nothing to celebrate, but it is an accomplishment. What are you thinking?
Yes, it won't bring my son back, but when that happened, I right away said justice is done, and I also put on my Facebook page that our fallen soldiers are dancing in the streets of heaven.
On your Facebook page, you've posted some photos of the flags commemorating soldiers on Boston Common. There's a huge smile on your face. There are almost 20,000 flags. Each flag represents a Massachusetts soldier who died in conflicts from the First World War right through today. You were at the dedication ceremony. Talk about your reaction to seeing all those flags.
That was the most amazing thing. It was so awesome. It was just to see those 20,000 flags. I mean, it was bittersweet, but I mean, it was amazing when you think that each flag represented a life. It was heart-wrenching, but at the same time, you had to just love the our country and see that it's, you know, and understand that this is why we have all our freedoms and everything. But I was awestruck by that.
And tell us about yesterday. Yesterday, you were the Grand Marshal of the Memorial Day Parade in Beverly, where Stephen grew up and where you still live.
Yes, I was, and I was humbled by that. I felt at first that maybe I shouldn't do that because I wasn't the hero Stephen was, but I was, you know, I thought about it, and then I decided to do it.
And tell us, Betty, how you'll spend this day, this Memorial Day.
Today I am spending it with family. We're having a barbecue. I went to Stephen's grave yesterday and the day before. I went. Probably will go there today too before I head up to my festivities.
Well, Betty Crawford, thank you for spending part of this day with us here on Morning Edition. We very much appreciate it and hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Betty Crawford is from Beverly. Her son, Stephen Fortunato, was killed in 2008 while serving in Afghanistan.